You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has condemned racist abuse towards England football team players following their defeat in the European Championship final. London's Metropolitan Police is investigating offensive social media posts directed at three black players, Marcus Rashford, Jadon Sancho and Bukayo Saka, who missed penalties in England's shootout loss to Italy. Boris Johnson made his view quite clear.
To those who have been directing racist abuse at some of the players, I say shame on you, and I hope you will crawl back under the rock from which you emerged. Because this entire team played like heroes.
A mural of Rashford on a wall of a cafe in South Manchester was also defaced with graffiti in the wake of the match. The racist abuse has been condemned as unforgivable by England coach Gareth Southgate, who says the team played brilliantly.
You know, they should be, and I think they are, incredibly proud of what they've done. For some of them to be abused is unforgivable, really. It's just not what we stand for. We I think, have been a beacon of light in bringing people together, in people being able to relate to the national team, and the national team stands for everybody.
The episode has led to calls for social media companies such as Facebook and Twitter to do more to track the perpetrators of the abuse. All three players targeted are part of a young England squad that has been widely praised for its diversity and social conscience. Rashford, for one, has been at the forefront of a campaign against child poverty, which convinced the British government to restore free lunches for thousands of poor children during the coronavirus pandemic. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer has also condemned the racist abuse, but says Prime Minister Johnson contributed.
Leaders' actions and leaders' words and leaders' inactions have consequences. And the Prime Minister had a very simple choice at the beginning of the competition. Did he call out the booing of the players taking the knee? And they were clear, we're standing against racism, the very thing we're discussing today. We're standing for equality. And the Prime Minister failed to call out the booing. So whatever he says today rings hollow, and like all football fans, I stand with Rashford, Sancho and Saka today on this really important issue.
Former England football player Gary Neville said the same to Sky News.
The Prime Minister said that it was okay for the population of this country to boo those players who were trying to promote equality and defend against racism. It starts at the very top. And so for me, I wasn't surprised in the slightest that I woke up this morning to those headlines. I expected it the minute that the three players that missed. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, there is an issue, obviously, in football. There is an issue in society where we feel it's acceptable, basically, to criticise players for sporting actions because of the colour of their skin.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.